Zoning Board of Appeals to order at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, October 5th, 2016. First item of business is to approve the minutes. Is there a motion?
So moved.
A second?
Second.
It's been moved by Mr. Lockridge, seconded by Mr. Johns.
I have some corrections. The last meeting, it states nowhere that you talk about, when I brought up the reason why I voted nay is because it didn't meet two of the criteria, and I'd like to have that entered into the record, that it was detrimental and it did not meet the width-wise, is why I said it's the reason why I didn't. So it's a minority thing, I'd like to have that entered into the record.
So, Dan, would you like to make a motion?
I'd like to make a motion that the meeting must be corrected, that that my minority report of my day is that the reason why is that the motion did not meet the criteria, 2 points of the criteria.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? It's been moved by Jan, seconded by John, to make an addition to the minutes from the September 7th meeting. May I have a vote? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Passed. So back to the original motion. Any other discussion before I take a vote on that? Okay. All those in favor of approving the minutes as amended from September 7th, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. The next item of business is to set the order of agenda. Is there a motion?
I make a motion.
Okay, Jan, is there a second?
Second.
John? It's been moved by Jan, seconded by John to approve the order of agenda. Is there any discussion? Take a vote. All those in favor, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay, opposed? All right. Passes. Next item of business is a public hearing on variance number R2016-009-VAR. Can the staff report, please, now?
Yes. The applicant's request for this variance is a variance to section 62.212 of the Rochester Zoning Ordinance to vary the side yard setback requirements for a new single-family home that will not meet the side yard setback requirements in the RSA zoning district. This is an aerial photo of the property outlined in red, showing the existing house on the lot. The property is located at 905 9th Avenue Southwest in Rochester. The zoning map for the area is in the upper left corner of the screen. The property is shaded in green, and you can see that it's located within the RSA zoning district, but there is R1 zoned properties nearby. In the lower right-hand corner, not sure if it shows up too well, but there's a topographical map that shows that the property generally slopes to the south and the grade change is approximately 6 feet according to the contours shown on the map. These are photos that I took of the site on September 27th. The existing house is still on the lot, and it just gives a sense of the adjacent properties, how close those are. This is a snapshot of the approved resolution for the design modification number R2016-003DM. It was approved on May 25th, 2016. The applicant received approval to reduce the side yard setbacks of the property according to the plans dated received April 27th, 2016. And this is those plans that were received. It shows the existing house on the lot and proposed side yard setbacks of 10 feet on the south side and 6 feet on the north side. The applicant also submitted this as a site plan showing the approximate footprint of the proposed addition to the existing house. And both of these images are what the City Planning and Zoning Commission saw in regards to what they approved. Subsequently, the applicant has decided that the house should be demolished and that a new house be built in its place. This is the footprint of the proposed new house on the lot with a 6-foot side setback to the north and 10-foot setback to the south.
Could you do me a favor before you proceed? Could you go back to the site before you sit down? Thank you. And we seem to see a superimposition of something like that. So, can you describe that for us?
Yes, you can see the dark outline here is the existing house on the lot, and then the red line and then these black lines and then these red lines show the addition to the house that the applicant is proposing as part of the design modification request. These are the construction drawings that were submitted by the applicant showing what the new proposed house will look like. These are very typical for what we see for building permits and middle information. So this shows the front elevation and the left side elevation, the rear elevation and the right side elevation. And then this is the basement floor plan. This is the main floor plan. And this is the second floor plan. In the RSA zoning district, the required setbacks for the front yard are 35 feet. The side yard least width has to be at least 10 feet, and the sum of the side yards has to be at least 24 feet. So for example, you could have 10 feet on one side and 14 feet on the other side, and you would be meeting those requirements. And then the rear yard setback is 35 feet. The existing property setbacks are listed there. That's what the existing house meets as far as setbacks. It almost meets the side yard least width, but does exceed the sum of the side yards. With what they're proposing for the new house on the lot, they would meet the front and rear setbacks that are required in the RSA zoning district according to the ordinance, but they would not be able to meet the side yard least width or the sum of the side yards. So that is what they're requesting as part of this variance. Again, the applicant's request is a variance to section 62.212 of the Rochester Zoning Ordinance to vary the side yard setback requirements for a new single-family home that will not meet the side yard setback requirements in the RSA zoning district. Staff recommended findings, as listed in the staff report, do not support approval of the variance request. The applicant meets only 2 of the 6 required criteria for variance approval. Are there any questions?
Okay, no questions. All right. We will now open the public hearing. Is the applicant or representative present? Please come forward and state your name and address into the microphone. Please state your name and address into the microphone.
Denise Krivosh, and I don't have a permanent address right now.
I see your house is gone.
It's, pardon me?
Is your house gone?
Yeah, it's gone.
Is your wife gone?
Yeah. I wasn't living there. So the previous approved plan, in comparison to this one, accomplishes the needed purposes in terms of establishing single-level living and the opportunity for me to further age in place. And it would be difficult to go back farther. The current footprint is approximately 1,000 square feet less than the previous approved plan was, so it does preserve even more green space. And with the original structure not there, It allows compliance with the front setback, which the original structure did not do. So my plan is just to place a structure which is in keeping with the neighborhood. I'm desired to invest in the property. I am investing quite a bit in it. And I'm grateful to be in a lovely neighborhood and just want to put up a structure in keeping with that, which will meet my needs and best meet the needs of my neighbors, in the sense that a significant amount of greater green space will be preserved in the backyard. And the layout is optimal for the dimensions of the property. The current limitations don't allow, it is a problem with the current limitations and the side setbacks to achieve that goal. It in no way impairs or is detrimental to the neighborhood or to the property itself, and hopefully will in fact improve it. The original structure has been removed because it was in such severe disrepair, and it seemed that to go this route would be a more efficient and less expensive way to achieve the same purpose.
Anything else?
No. Any questions?
Any questions?
Okay, thank you.
Jan, did you have a question?
I was just going to ask. I was going to ask a question. If the variance isn't granted, do you plan to build something different there?
No. Or,
so it'll be just an empty lot.
For now, I will pursue other options.
Okay, that's fine.
Other questions? Okay. This is a public hearing. Is there anyone else who would like to speak about this variance? Please come forward, state your name and address.
My name is Joe Krzyzewski. I live up the street at 822 9th Avenue Southwest, and I can be very direct and simple. The size that's being proposed is completely out of character with the neighborhood. Repeating past mistakes, if the applicant is correct, or the existing or the original house, there's no reason why that mistake needs to be propagated again. Furthermore, I have serious concerns about the large mature trees that are on that lot in the front. Thank you.
Can you wait just a minute? Does anyone have any questions? Okay, thank you very much. This is a public hearing. Is there anyone else who would like to speak about this hearing?
Hi, my name is Gail Eady, and I live at 1125 10th Street, Southwest, around the corner and just up the hill from this property. I believe you have a letter I sent. I appreciate the really careful write-up by the staff. I agree with all of their criteria and why they decided how they did. I also think that the room is full of neighbors here because we feel that it is not in concert with the quality of the neighborhood, and we would beg to differ with, I think it's criteria 3. So that would be my input. I think it's been denied, and I think I'm a licensed architect, any good architect or designer who's done this house for her could manipulate the plan slightly so that it would fit those 24-foot side yards. And I think the neighborhood would look forward to having her among us then. Thank you.
Hold on just a minute. Is there anyone who has questions? Thank you. This is a public hearing. Is there anyone else who would like to speak about this variance request?
May I address their concerns?
You may have another turn, yes.
Hi, Henry Schiller. I live at 828 9th Street Southwest, just across from the property. And I agree entirely with Gail Eady. I don't see any compelling reason that this should be granted, that an architect could adjust the plans and suit everyone's needs.
Any questions? Thank you. This is a public hearing. Is there anyone who would like to speak about this variance request? This is a public hearing. Is there anyone else who'd like to speak about this variance? Would you like to come back up?
Sure.
I'm sorry. You would like to come forward? Please state your name and address.
Randy Walker, 923 10th Street Southwest. Good fences make good neighbors, I think Robert Frost said. We welcome our neighbor. The neighborhood is very old. Most of us cherish our older homes and invested in refurbishing them. And as the other speaker said, there's plenty of space there for an architect to make it abide by the law and bring the character of the neighborhood to its full heritage. Thank you.
Any questions? Thank you. Anyone else would like to speak about this variance? I'm sorry, sir, can you just wait 1 minute? Name
Hi,
and address, please.
My name is Jean Fox. I live at 828 9th Street Southwest. And I have a comment and a question. The design shows windows along a driveway, and I wonder if there's any, my understanding when we had a property that was built next to our home, that you cannot have windows within a certain distance from a new building, and I wonder if the proposed variance would preclude windows on that side of the house anyway. So that's my question.
Can you answer that question?
That would be a matter of building code, and the building safety department did not provide any comments to answer that question, so I do not know the answer.
Thank you very much.
Did you want to make another comment?
I think other people have covered my comments.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to actually give this gentleman up here because he's on his way up, so please come forward.
My name is Kirk Gill. I work with Robert Gill Builder in Rochester. I've been a builder for a number of years. My address is 993 Whitney Lane, Southwest Rochester. I do appreciate the quality of the neighborhood and the integrity of the neighborhood. And looking at the RSA, one of the things they emphasized was the open spaces. When we looked at this home and looked at putting it on the lot, there were some things that we looked at. One is the backyard is a real green space, space that for the homeowner will be something that she can use and cherish and look out, and it's very positive. If you look at the front yard, there's two large trees in the front yard that her goal is to save those two large trees, and consequently, moving the garage to one side or the other, the trees will help us save the two trees. Two is that you look at the house and we do not have the side yard setback required in an RSA. At the same time, we do have 10 feet to the closest neighbor. And the closest neighbor also has a garage that's on the property line. On the other side of the coin is that the 6 foot setback is next to a house that is 200 feet away. So anyone looking at this house from the street, there's no other location in that neighborhood that has that much green space to one side of the house. So if the requirement there was 14, we're missing that requirement by 8 feet. But anyone looking at the house is going to see 200 feet of open space. I look at it and say, the RSA zoning asks for certain things, but almost 50% of the houses around this house do not meet the requirements of RSA. And does that mean that something should change? Maybe not. But this person is putting a quality house, a very good house, I can guarantee you, on a lot that hopefully will enhance the neighborhood and not take anything away from the green space as the goal of an RSA. And that's why I strongly believe it's the right thing to do. The house that she tried to remodel, it was just not in condition with the foundation, water, mold, that type of thing, that someone could repair and still live in it. And so her options were to build something new that is going to enhance that lot and be a good investment, because she would love to live in the neighborhood. Thank you.
Any questions? Is there anyone else who'd like to speak about this variance?
I just had one other comment on Gail Lee, 1125 10th Street Southwest. And I had one other comment on the design. If you could go to the left elevation. There, the left side elevation, which has windows into basement, future bedrooms. That is the edge that's 10 feet from the neighbor's yard. One of the problems is that those, for egress reasons, in those downstairs bedrooms, they're going to have to be large window wells, which is actually going to be just, you know, a few feet from their driveway. Snow clearance and privacy for those bedrooms is going to be an issue. And the other thing I wanted to add, if you could go to the aerial view of the neighborhood, go back to the one just before, yes. If you can see, the reason why this RSA setback, it now exists, is there was a historically around the corner, you can see in the very upper left-hand corner of that photo, there is an existing two-story Cape Cod and its garage. And then right next to it, you see it's almost touching the other garage, is the neighbor's house who put on that addition right to the property line. After that happened, that's when everyone was up in arms, and that's why the RSA zoning setbacks, that's my understanding. And that's the neighborhood's understanding. So we would hate to see, this is a slippery slope to throw in the towel on something we're trying to establish, even if there are some outliers that are grandfathered in. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, sir. Please state your name and address again.
George Krzyzewski, 822 North Avenue Southwest. Again, I would simply like to impress upon you, first, the report, the original report was quite well done. Thank you. I just wanted to impress on how changing that environment will be with a house this size, with so close to the boundaries. It simply is not character, it doesn't fit into the character of the neighborhood. And I strongly believe exceptions should not be made for this. Thank you.
Questions? Thank you. Please state your name and address.
So Bridget Biggs, I live at 923 9th Avenue Southwest, which is two houses south of this property. I think my main, I also would love to welcome our new neighbor. I really applaud the attention of trying to think architecturally about what could fit in there and preserving the two trees. I do appreciate that. My main concern is the size of the house and the width of it and what that would do to the other points that have been made in terms of coming close to the house just south of that. As well as a slippery slope comment about what else could be approved, given that the rules have been made for, they've been thought out and made for those reasons.
Any questions? Thank you.
Excuse me, what was your name again?
Oh, Bridget Biggs.
Bridget, thank you.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak about this variance? Would you like to speak again?
To address your concern about Denise Kravatz.
Thank you.
To address your concern about one as well.
I'm sorry, but you really need to
Speak to
yes.
Okay, to address the concerns about the window wells on the south side, there will be no window wells. And as far as the privacy of those bedrooms, they will be my bedrooms. And as far as the impact on the neighbor who is here with us tonight, I understand they have already approved and signed off in agreement with this plan, and they are the only ones who would be impacted by this program, by this plan. In terms of it not being in keeping with the neighborhood, one of the things I very much admired about the neighborhood is the degree of diversity. There are some houses which are much larger, there are some houses which are much smaller, and it depends upon the needs of the owner in terms of what is appropriate to be constructed. It's not out of the ordinary with many of the houses in the neighborhood, and it is not a two-story, it's a one-story, sort of a one-and-a-half, sort of a pop-out on the attic area, so it's not a large, cumbersome structure. And it does improve the green space and better comply with setbacks in terms of the front setbacks and such. It is an overall better plan, the previous plan, which was unanimously approved. In terms of the size, house being too large, it's not excessive when you compare it to other houses, and that seems to be my determination in terms of my needs. And to not have these setbacks would significantly compromise the degree to which I can preserve green space, and it would compromise my ability to reasonably use and enjoy this property, which was the original reason why I purchased it. It doesn't pose a hardship to the neighbors, the immediate neighbors, anyway. And in terms of the side appearance, I would suggest you consult the neighbors who face that side and see what they think. The south wall. Other than that, I suspect that part of the resistance is merely change. And I hope to enhance the neighborhood. And sometimes change is a good thing. It's not common in this neighborhood. I would hope that they would come to realize that this is an improvement. Thank you.
Any questions? Please come forward. And
again,
state your name and address.
Joe Krzyzewski, 822 9th Avenue Southwest. I simply would like to reply that a neighborhood is more than just one neighbor attached or adjacent to the property in question. It's all the houses around. Yes, they vary in size, but the ones that are large were built with respect to code. This one apparently were not. Thank you.
Please come forward. Say your name and address again, please.
Jean Fox, 828 9th Street, Southwest. I would like to echo what Dr. Krzyzewski just said, but I would also like to add that the neighbors to the south, the Kleinbergs, have been very generous in signing off on the plans, but the Kleinbergs are not always going to live in that home, and neither will the owner, who just recently purchased that property and tore the house down, always live in that home. I've lived in my home across the street for 15 years, and I'm concerned about the resale value of both homes. And I feel that if somebody were to look at the Kleinbergs' house and have to walk up their driveway and stare down into windows, it would be not appealing. And I also, as a home buyer, it would not be appealing to me to have a number of bedrooms on a basement level. So for those reasons, I feel that the plan was not as well contrived as it could have been. And I also have concerns that, while I do feel sorry for the homeowner, I feel that the home that was there was taken down prematurely because there are other homes in our neighborhood that had significant repairs necessary, and perhaps even more repairs than were necessary in this home, and they were not torn down.
Any questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
This is a public hearing. Is there anyone else who would like to speak to this variance?
I have a throat problem, okay. So my name is Mary Coles. My address is 841 9th Avenue Southwest. I'm the neighbor that has the 250 feet from the house that's being proposed. I want to be a good neighbor. My only concern is on my side, I have a stone wall. And so they want 3 more feet. Right now I have a little over 9 feet between what used to be the garage and my stone wall. And now they want it to 6 feet is my understanding. My only concern is a few things. The stone wall, which tearing the house down last week, I'm missing a section of my stone wall, which will be replaced and repaired, I'm sure. But my house is a large house, been in the house for 50 years. It was purchased in 1966. I love the neighborhood. Again, I want to be a good neighbor, and I personally think the house will not fit next door to my home or to a lot of other homes in that area. I just think that the design of the home, maybe if they went deeper and not as wide and a different style. Thank you.
Any questions? This is a public hearing. Is there anyone else who would like to speak about this variance? Name and address, please.
Okay. Denise Kravach, and I have a particular address at the current time. In terms of the house not being in keeping architecturally, there are many other houses in the neighborhood which are not far from the design. The exterior is not yet the final design, it's simply the footprint that we're seeking to have approved at this point. It's not the entire building plan. As far as the decision to demolish, apparently thought to be prematurely, there are cost concerns, and those costs were mine. The home was of no historic value, and since I was the one who had to absorb the costs and make reasonable decisions in terms of efficient use of space, the decision of when and if it should be demolished seems to be a matter which had many factors which were considered, and all of which are not known to neighbors. And therefore, I don't see how there's a great deal of standing to determine the appropriateness of the time. I can understand a difficult time with change, but constructive destruction is sometimes necessary. And even in the Old Southwest, change sometimes must come, and it can be for the better.
Questions? This is a public hearing. If there is anyone who would like to come with something new to speak about, please come forward.
Name 822 North Avenue Southwest, Joe Krzyzewski. There's no point revisiting whether the house should have been removed and why it was there. That's a decision that's been made, so that's really not what we're discussing. Again, I just would like to focus your attention on the fact that this house is far too big for the footprint of the property upon which it is being proposed, and it does not fit into the character of the neighborhood. Thank you.
This is a public hearing. Is there anyone else who would like to come forward and add something new to the discussion?
Denise Krivitz. No, yes. I have a question what he means by the house is too large for the footprint. I don't quite understand what that means.
I would like to just take a moment to educate. We have a series of criteria that we are charged to make sure that this variance meets. it's really not going to be a slippery slope because each variance is brought forward to this board and is dealt with individually. So just to reassure you about the slippery slope issue, but we have specific criteria that we are charged to look at and make a decision about whether the variance meets that criteria.
I have reviewed those criteria, and in accordance with my intent, the way in which I will be using the property, it does meet those criteria.
And I understand that that's your opinion. Thank you. This is a public hearing. Is there anyone else who would like to bring forward any new issues about this variance? Second time, this is a public hearing. Is there anyone else who would like to bring forward something new about the variance? Last chance, this is a public hearing. Is there anyone who would like to bring forward something new about the variance? Public hearing is now closed. Would anyone like to make a motion?
I make a motion to deny the applicant's request for a variance based upon the following criteria. It does not appear from examination of the record that this variance request represents a unique circumstance or condition that applies to the applicant's property but doesn't apply to other similarly situated pieces of property within the zoned area. In addition, there do not appear to be any extraordinary conditions or circumstances which are not due to either that exist in this instance. And finally, the granting of this variance does not appear to be necessary to overcome practical difficulties in complying with the existing zoning ordinance as it applies to this this zoned area. And on that basis, I move to deny the request.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Ian made the motion, John seconded. Discussion.
Well, as I listened to everyone speak tonight, they talked about the neighborhood, the trees. Trees die. They could die tomorrow and be replaced. Change does happen. And I listened to people talk about it, the neighborhood. The house is no longer there. Something doesn't fit in the neighborhood. It's kind of a personal. Your home is kind of your own personal castle. How you build it might not be what the neighbors always like. But that's sometimes what happens in a neighborhood. I'm going to speak for the motion because I think because the house is no longer there and everything else, the criteria that they come back and meet the criteria as needed with a different blueprint or a different home, that they can meet that. But then again, when they do that, it might not, in some people's eyes, the design of that home might not fit in your eyes either. But they could legally be within their realm and not have to come before us or anything else to make that happen. So that's always, it's always kind of a slippery slope too. You get one out, you know, that one. But as I said, I listen very carefully to everyone. I have to support the motion. I think that maybe...
You're supporting the motion.
I'm supporting the motion.
Okay.
I'm supporting the motion that because... I guess prematurely the house was tore down before we had all our questions answered, and then we kind of did the other thing. So it's unfortunate, but it does happen. So again, I sat very carefully and listened to everybody speak tonight and totally understand everything. And so I will support the motion.
Any other discussion? All right, hearing none, I'll take a vote. All those in favor of denying the variance, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Unanimous. That's all that's on our agenda. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second. All right.
Thank you.
Who voted to adjourn?
Right, the motion came from John. Dan, second.
Sure.